Roads are not just a problem for beavers. They also pose a danger to an animal in the Kalahari Desert that's learned to adapt to human presence in a truly unique way. This week, researchers in a collaboration between the University of Zurich and the Federal Institute of Technology in Zurich presented new research that shows that meerkats use a hierarchical structure to decide which animal will venture into danger zones first. What happens to a pack of meerkats waiting to cross the road? As it turns out, the dominant female always hangs back, allowing her younger and less dominant counterparts to go first and sniff out any danger. Nicholas Peroni, who is the chair of systems design at the Federal Institute of Technology in Zurich, co-authored the study with animal behavior scientist Simon Townsend of Zurich University. Peroni told me that meerkats learn to adapt an old learned behavior to a new human threat, a discovery that may bode well for future human and animal cohabitation.
They had to use an old evolutionary response to a threat and adapt it to this new context. When they're confronted with an immediate risk, for example, an eagle in the sky, they have this very sophisticated alarm call system. And so someone alarms and they all run to shelter, all run to what they call bolt holes. And on the road or in open areas, that's not something they can do, of course. That's why this road itself is so risky. So unless this, added to, of course, the presence of cars on the road, and these cars are very fast, and there have been cases in the past of meerkats killed by cars, so this road itself represents a very high risk for those animals. What we observe is that the dominant female is the alpha female is very important, is a very important individual in the group, and even though we observe that this dominant female tended to lead the group to the road very often, it also tended to be much less likely to cross the road first. So in other terms, it is the one that initiates the movement to the road, but when the group actually gets to the road, she sort of falls back and lets other subordinate individuals, try and cross first and test the danger first.
While Peroni's colleague Simon Townsend observed meerkats in the Kalahari and gathered data on their behavior, Peroni took that data and plugged it into a sophisticated computer model that analyzed the behavioral pattern. In the future, the team plans to fit meerkats with small GPS collars to further analyze the dynamics within their groups of about 15 to 40 individuals. Peroni also told me that while people may find the dominant meerkat's behavior selfish, it's actually a highly interesting and telling trait meant to protect the group as a whole.
This behavior of protecting her life and risking and potentially risking the lives of other individuals in the group may seem very selfish. And in fact, it is selfish. But because the dominant female is such an important individual for the whole group, it's really the core member of the group, such a stable member, because it's so important and its disappearance could impact the whole group. It is very important for the group and for all the individuals within the group that the dominant female stay alive. And so indirectly, this selfish behavior also benefits all the individuals of the group.